Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
I have a quick reminder today, and we are getting near episode 100 on our podcast, our little podcast. We've been together for over a year now here on Called, and I'm excited to see and let you know where the podcast is headed after episode 100, because I'm super excited. But today I wanted to talk about, we're continuing on our dreaming series, and we're going to wrap this up here pretty quickly, but one of the things I have to talk to my team about once a year, and you may have to talk to your team about it once a year, or I may be talking directly to you today, and that's okay. But you know, one of the things I want us to think about is how Mark's vision of beyond a billion. So we're not just going to hit a billion. We're going to go way beyond a billion. And I believe we're going to just blow that out of the water. Okay. But the thing about Mark's vision beyond a billion is that should be one of our whys too. Like, that should be one of your whys. One of your goals for 2018 should be to help move this company beyond $1 billion, to be a part of that. And here's why I say that. Going beyond a billion helps everyone. You know, when our company is booming, then that helps even the newest distributor who's just getting started. It helps them in showing people what's possible here. You know, when we have explosive growth and when we are growing like we are, when we go and blow that $1 billion goal out of the water, it literally helps every single person in the entire company. So Mark's vision is not just to, you know, check off something on his dream board and take his company beyond $1 billion. When we do that, we're helping every single person who is already in the business, who's on our team already, and we're also helping those people watching us to see, yes, this works. Yes, it still works, and it is still possible, and you can totally change your life here at It Works. So knowing that, you know, one of my biggest whys, and I've told corporate this, they know this, one of my biggest whys is to help move this company forward as a whole. And I want to help move this company. I want to do things that help us go beyond $1 billion, because it doesn't just help my team. It doesn't just help me. It means that every single person watching It Works knows that there is hope and that they can do this here. So with that in mind, here's what I want to tell you today. And here's what I have to remind my team once a year. Is that, you know, we're in the first quarter. Some people are already starting to have that amazing growth. We're already seeing pockets of it at It Works. We're already seeing pockets of it on my own team. We've got people who were just, they hit the ground running, already having success. Maybe it even started back in 2017 in December. And here's the thing. Again, we should all be celebrating that. Any person on any team that is already seeing that growth, that is already having success, we should be celebrating, because again, this goes back to, it helps the entire company. So we need to be celebrating. The problem is that when we look around and we start seeing these people, we see these pockets of success. If we haven't hit our stride yet in 2018 or late 2017, like, you know, it had already started for some people. If you haven't had that start for you yet, you know, maybe for you, it starts after conference and you start seeing these people have it before conference. The initial gut reaction, if we're not paying attention, you know, to our thoughts and our minds here, is we start comparing. Oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? They're already seeing success. Oh no, what am I doing wrong? Oh no. And we start getting that desperate, that panic feeling, right? And that's not what it should be. Or we start feeling defeated. We start feeling like, oh, my team's not having that growth yet. My team, or me, what kind of a leader am I that I'm not having, you know, the success yet and other people are? That's where our mind naturally goes for most of us if we're not protecting it. And that's what I want to guard against here, because it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. Okay. It's like a garden. My husband planted a garden this year and I really paid attention because he planted all these seeds, and some of the seeds, they started growing like the next day. There were already these little shoots coming out of the ground. And I was like, oh my gosh, wow. I wonder if the other seeds are bad. I wonder why these are growing and the other ones aren't. And then after a couple weeks, those little ones that had started at the very beginning and they started growing like day one, they were now the smallest ones in the whole little garden. The ones that took a week to start sprouting, they were like three times as tall as the ones who started on day one. So I don't want us to get caught up in this. I don't want us to look around and start seeing other people's success as a reflection on what our success is going to be, because it's not. We need to be celebrating every single person who's successful right now. If you see somebody being successful or doing something awesome and they're growing and you haven't started yet, celebrate that person anyway. Don't let their success be a reflection on you. It doesn't matter, because when people are doing well, that means that it works, is doing well. This still works. And we need to grab on to every single piece of success that we see around us and use it as inspiration, because pretty soon it's going to be us sprouting out of the ground. And you know what? Maybe you're going to grow three times as tall and three times as fast as they are. And then the tables are going to turn. When that happens, do you want them looking at you and feeling like a failure or feeling defeated because of your success? No, we don't want that. So moving beyond a billion, guys, it affects everyone, every single person in this company. And the success of a few right now means the success of our entire company as a whole. So let's celebrate every little piece going into conference. It's going to be our best year yet, guys. Stay focused, walk in your purpose, and here we go.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.